You're listening to part two of the special Memorial Day episode for the Great Stories and Recipes from Great American Heroes podcast. Lieutenant Commander Celise's story was audio recorded during conversations we had prior to the recording of this podcast. And I have just one question to pose after hearing his story for you. What has happened for you today that perhaps you think about differently in light of the fact that you haven't been shot at today? It certainly made me rethink the kinds of things that I allow to cause stress for me day to day. You can find more of Lieutenant Commander Celise's story on our blog, which is at www.thesaturdayeveningpot.com. If you didn't catch it before, when you go to the site, you just look for the image for the series. Over in the right sidebar, it will say Great Stories and Recipes. And just click on that. It'll take you to a page where you will see a little bit of information about the series, and you can find the different links to the different episodes that we've had. During the podcast, or the first podcast episode for the series, my husband, Chef John, shared our guest's favorite recipe. And for those of you listening for the first time, I call him Chef John because we have a food blog together, which is that website, The Saturday Evening Pot, and he writes as Chef John there. He has a culinary degree from Johnson & Wales University. But back to our podcast, we have a recipe to share with you today that all of you bacon and barbecue fans are going to love. As a matter of fact, I'm sure we'll be trying it soon ourselves because we're big bacon fans too. Especially Chef John, and we're sharing this recipe with permission from the original source, which is barbecueaddicts.com, but it's the recipe that Lieutenant Commander Celise said was his favorite and that his wife can make really well, and so the ingredients for the recipe, it's called Bacon Explosion, and the ingredients are 2 pounds of thick-cut bacon, 2 pounds of Italian sausage, 1 jar of your favorite barbecue sauce, and 1 jar of your favorite barbecue rub. And the instructions to make this bacon explosion are as follows. I'm just going to be reading it off of the barbecueaddicts.com website, and we will have a link to this particular recipe on their site as a part of the blog post that goes along with this podcast, which again you can find at www.thesaturdayeveningpot.com. So the instructions go like this. To kick off the construction of this pork medley, you'll need to create a 5x5 bacon weave. If the strips you're using aren't as wide as the ones pictured, which you'll see a picture, they have several pictures of the process on this website, then you may need to use a few extra slices to fill out the pattern. Just make sure your bacon weave is tight and that you end up with a nice square shape to work with. The next step is to add some barbecue seasoning on top of your bacon weave. Being the barbecue addict that I am, I whipped up a batch of Burnt Fingers Barbecue Competition pork rub for this special occasion. Seeing as not everyone has the time or the expertise to create a tasty rub of their own, I would recommend trying Cowtown Sweet Spot for the best combination. Plowboy's Yardbird, Bad Byron's Butt Rub, and Rendezvous Famous Seasoning are also excellent choices. Now that your pork is well seasoned, it's time to add more pork. So take 2 pounds of Italian sausage and layer it directly on top of your bacon weave. Be sure to press the sausage to the outer edges of the bacon, creating a patty that is the same thickness all the way across. Most grocery stores carry loose sausage, so just pick one out that you like. I chose to go with a mild sausage, but spicy would work just the same. If you really want to go crazy, take a stab at making your own homemade sausage. Next up is bacon layer number 2. Take the remaining bacon slices and fry them up the same way you would for breakfast, or lunch or dinner or a midnight snack. If you like soft bacon, make it soft. If you like crunchy bacon, make it crunchy. If you like your bacon burnt, so the smoke detectors go off, then burn it that way. These pieces are going to be a major part of the inner flavor of our sausage patty, so cook them your favorite way. Personally, I like my bacon right at the point when it starts to get crispy, but hasn't quite lost all the softness yet. Regardless of how well done you like yours, you'll need to crumble or chop the cooked strips into bite-sized pieces and place on top of the sausage layer. Note, it's okay and encouraged to snack on these pieces while you're chopping and crumbling, but keep in mind that once those bacon morsels touch the raw sausage, you'll need to resist all temptations to nibble. This can and will be difficult, but hospital trips are no fun, so stay strong. Since this is a barbecue recipe, we need to add another layer of barbecue flavor. Take your favorite sauce and drizzle it all over the top of the bacon pieces. Personally, I prefer to use Burnt Finger Barbecue's homemade competition sauce, but if you're torn on what brand to use, I recommend Cowtown, Blue's Hog, and Farilla's Jack Stack. Once you've sauced the bacon, sprinkle on some more of the barbecue seasoning you used on the bacon weave. Now comes the fun part. Very carefully separate the front edge of the sausage layer from the bacon weave and begin rolling backwards. You want to include all layers except the bacon weave in your roll. Try and keep the sausage as tight as possible and be sure to release any air pockets that may have formed. Once the sausage is fully rolled up, pinch together the seams and ends to seal all of the bacon goodness inside. At this point, we can start to see the final shape of our bacon explosion, but we're missing one key item. To complete the construction process, roll the sausage forward, completely wrapping it in the bacon weave. Make sure it sits with the seam facing downward to help keep it all sealed up. Sprinkle some barbecue seasoning on the outside of the bacon weave, and now this bad boy is ready for the smoker. Cook your bacon explosion at 225 degrees in a constant cloud of hickory smoke until your thermopen gives an internal temperature reading of 165 degrees. Normally, this will take about 1 hour for each inch of thickness, but that could vary depending on how well you maintain your fire and also how many times you open the smoker to take a peek. Mine took about 2.5 hours, which was right on target with its 2.5-inch diameter. Now that our bacon explosion is fully cooked, we need to add some finishing flavors. Remember that barbecue sauce we used for inner flavor? We'll be using that same sauce to glaze the cooked bacon weave. Using a basting brush, coat the entire surface with a thin layer of sauce. Sweet sauces are loaded with sugars, so they'll give your fatty a nice glossy finish. Spicy and vinegar-based sauces don't contain as much, so they won't set up as well. If you're dead set on using those sauces, just cut them with a bit of honey and you'll get the same effect. Slice the bacon explosion into quarter to half inch rounds to serve. If your roll was good and tight, you should now see a nice bacon pinwheel pattern throughout the sausage. Obviously, pork is best served by itself, but if you feel the need to make this meat monster into a sandwich, try placing a couple bacon explosion slices on a warm Pillsbury brand biscuit. You'll reach pork nirvana in no time flat. And so on their website, they have pictures of the entire process. They've given us permission to include one picture in our post for this podcast. So again, you will see that at www.thesaturdayeveningpot.com. Click on the series image in the right sidebar for the Great Stories and Recipes from Great American Heroes series. And if you click on that, it takes you to a page that gives you some information about the series and links to the different episodes, and this is episode number 2. Just click on that link. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you or someone you know has a great story and recipe that you would like for us to consider sharing, you can contact us through the website. There's a contact us page there. You want to be sure to subscribe to our podcast feed if you'd like to receive notifications when a new podcast episode is available. There's a link to do that on the website as well. Our next one is scheduled for later this week. As I said, this is a special Memorial Day episode. And even though Chef John couldn't join us for the recipe portion, we were able to record a special Memorial Day message from him.
Hello, this is Chef John from the Saturday Evening Pot. Ann had asked me to come on and send out a special message to all our veterans in honor of Memorial Day. And so I just want to take a few minutes to remind everyone this weekend when they're out grilling and enjoying their ribs or doing a pig picking or grilling chicken or sitting on the deck with a glass of sweet tea or draining the neck off a cold beer, to remember that Memorial Day isn't about food and about grill outs, but to take the time to remember those that have fallen in the line of battle, to give us the freedom to sit around and socialize and be with family and friends. The purpose of this podcast was a dream or a desire of Ann's to honor our military in some way related to food and our passion for cooking and eating and all things foodie. Both of our fathers served in the military. The military and public service people are very dear to our hearts. I am former law enforcement, so we remember these guys, and we know, and ladies, and we know the sacrifices that they make. So take a break from your barbecue. Take a break from your brat, your cold beer, or your iced tea, like I said before. And take a minute and remember that someone paid the ultimate price for you to have the freedom to enjoy this 4-day weekend.
Thank you again, and we'll see you next time.